everyone, I'm glad you're joining Craig and I today for this important Survival Quick segment where we will be breaking down a vital survival, preparedness, or emergency topic with the goal of packing a ton of life-saving preparedness information into about 15 minutes. Okay, let's get started.
In this segment, what you're going to see David and I doing is taking a few minutes to break down a vital emergency preparedness or survival topic that's found in the Tiny Survival Guide. And along the way, what we'll be doing is sharing a few action steps so that you can put it into practice today.
All right, so everybody, we're going to be referencing Section N, which is Wilderness and Urban Navigation in the Tiny Survival Guide, as we take you through five tips that will keep you from getting lost and help you get back home. You ready to get into this?
Let's do it.
All right, Craig, to get us started, can you share with us a story that illustrates why navigation skills are important?
Very tragic story where I don't want to use the lady's name, but she went on a hike solo on the AT, on the Appalachian Trail, and she left the trail to go have some privacy while she was going to use the bathroom. And then she basically lost her way and couldn't find her way back to the trail and ended up staying lost and died in the wilderness. Incredibly tragic story. Not quarterbacking her, armchair quarterbacking what she did or what she didn't do, but some simple land navigation skills would have helped her. Just a compass, take a azimuth as she left the trail, take a reverse azimuth to come back to the trail, and she would have been right on it. Therefore, just some fundamental ways that all of us should be able to utilize to find our way in the woods, go in, go out, and go back so we can do it safely.
We all have smartphones now, so why do we even need navigation skills or tools like a compass?
This is a topic I speak on and write on regularly, so it's kind of hard to distill it down. But smartphones are incredible resources for land navigation. That's my primary source for land navigation. And when you and I met, it was not. It's something that the technology in our cell phones has increased rapidly in the last few years. And so a good Gaia GPS, for example, is a fantastic app that I utilize, can be utilized effectively. But anything with batteries is going to effectively die.
So I've heard you use this term, death by GPS. Can you explain that?
That's a term that I borrowed from forest park rangers here in the United States. And that's where people go into an area. Some of those people might be backpacking and hiking. Some of these people might just be driving through an unfamiliar area. The GPS system says, go down this road or take this trail or something of that nature. And they do it. And they start not paying attention to their surroundings, and all this stuff's happening that is telling them, and this gets into the what I call quality control. Pay attention to your surroundings so that what you're seeing on the earth in front of you is matching up to what you're seeing on your GPS or on your app or what have you. And that way you're getting more information and better information so you don't make yourself more lost.
Okay, now let's get into these five tips that can keep us from getting lost. First up, before you go, always tell someone where you're going and when you will return.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell them where you're going, when you will return, and who you're going with, if at all possible. That way, if you don't show up when you're supposed to, they can get help to you as quick as possible.
Always carry a paper map.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of paper map and compass. In my vehicle, I leave in my vehicle, it's called an Atlas and Gazetteer. They're made by Delorme. So that is just a fantastic resource. It's basically like an atlas that has topography in it as well. So if you're only going to find yourself in an urban environment, I would have some sort of paper map, atlas, or something of that nature in your vehicle so you can utilize that if and when your GPS fails you. My little hometown here in Winchester, Kentucky, is like that. I've heard people that come into Winchester say it's the place that GPSs go to die. You know, I live here, so I don't use one, but I kept hearing that so often, so I tried it, and man, GPSs are jacked up here in Winchester. I don't know what it is. I'm sure we're not the only one. I'm sure there's other even small towns that are like that.
All right. Always carry a backup navigation tool.
Yeah, that would be, for me right now, the way I navigate is I utilize my Gaia GPS, and my backup is a compass and a paper map.
All right. Know where you are.
Always know. One part of navigation is always know where you are. And so you're constantly checking your map or checking your GPS to verify that where you are on the earth is where you are on the map, so that you don't have a problem with depth by GPS, or you're getting that quality control. So that one thing that, I mean, quality control and good survival, because as I'm walking, as I'm hiking, if I'm double checking myself, then I know where all the water sources are, because as I cross a water source, I double check on my map that, hey, there's a water source here. And now I know, and I can make sure that I mark that off either on the map or at least have a mental check mark in my head so I know where that is.
All right. Mark a starting point on your map, GPS, or app.
I think that's important, because that is what searchers will call last known point or last point seen. So knowing where that is for yourself is going to be important, because that's where a search and rescue team is going to start from. And because if you know where that is and you mark that in your GPS or your map, you know how to start getting yourself home.
All right. So let's just say we get lost. How about some tips? You're feeling lost. You can't get to your last known point. What do you do?
Well, anybody gets lost, first thing you need to do is sit down and stop whatever it is you're doing, because if you're lost and you just keep trudging along, you're going to get more lost. It might be that the best solution for you is to simply stay there. If you've done what we suggested and told somebody where you're going and when you expect to return home, if you stay in place, then a search and rescue team is probably going to be around in short order. However, if you continue to walk and go further and get more and more lost, then it's easy for a search and rescue team to miss you. So do everything that you can to help that search and rescue team find you. And if you've taken the necessary precautions like we've been teaching all the way through this, as well as in the masterclass, the additional content, then you know exactly how to handle yourself when you sit down, and you'll be fine.
All right, everyone. So we're out of time for this survival quick tip segment. But in a moment, Craig and I are going to continue our conversation with some exclusive content for our Tiny Survival Masterclass students. And in that, we're going to include 5 ways to navigate without a compass.
Hey, and you want to dig into that? I wrote a book, Essential Wilderness Navigation, has 2 chapters on how to navigate without a compass. And there's all sorts of things that you can see in the night sky and on the ground, as well as in herbaceous and woody stem plants. So there's some ideas there. Hopefully you'll jump into that with us as well for that additional content. And by doing so, you'll be able to plug into and fix some of the gaps that you have in your survival, safety, security, and overall emergency preparedness, which is vital information. Thank you for checking that out. Use the link in the description below to access that, or go on over to tinysurvivalmasterclass.com. Hey, don't forget to subscribe wherever you see this, wherever you hear this. We appreciate that. Share this information and this content with other people so you can help other people be better prepared so they do not get lost. There's so much vital information in this, and just this one quick tip. You could literally save somebody's life by just sharing the information that's free in this quick tip with everybody you know. So go about doing that. That helps us out. That helps them out. I think that's it, everybody. Until next time, keep it simple, be positive, and stay sharp.